The menu at City Hall consisted of Blue Moon beer and pizza. Young people dressed in everything from business attire to jeans and t-shirts mingled as music filled the hallways of the historic building. While some city officials were present, it was clear that this was an event for the up-and-coming generation of leaders.
So most times when we do a presentation, the first thing everybody tells you to do is put away your cell phones, quiet them. Today, during YP Week, we're young professionals. We're tech savvy. We're asking you to do the exact opposite.
By definition, the millennial generation, or Generation Y, was born during the 1980s and early 1990s. They've grown up in a world of cell phones and computers. While their points of reference may differ from those of previous generations, their concerns often mirror their elders. Caitlin O'Brien manages the International Visitor Leadership Program at the International Institute of Wisconsin. She is 22 years old.
What issue isn't important at this stage? Let's just start off with gun control, mental health issues, birth control, women's rights in general. Then you've got gay marriage. Some more issues. We've got a lot of issues with human trafficking, so I'd like to see those get addressed. They're not meeting my standards of addressee. I'm just the all-around liberal type of person, I guess.
What O'Brien could not address is how she believes she could do a better job.
I think I would describe our generation as passionate, yet a little disconnected. So everybody chooses something that they're really into, they're really passionate about, they want to fight for it. But a lot of people aren't sure how, and they don't know how to go about doing things. Just like you asked, how would I change? How would I start? I don't know, because I feel like we are not giving enough tools. That's something in the education system we're not really taught, to just go out and grab it and change things.
So if Gen Y does not feel equipped to lead, will it ever? O'Brien says, of course.
I don't think it's a matter of will we be. I mean, whoever was when we got past the torch, right? So I think it's just a matter of it will happen.
While not every young person is ready to grab the horse by the reins, some are. 27-year-old Angela Demiani is executive director of a group called Newwalkee. It's a networking and civic engagement organization and the group behind Young Professionals Week.
I want Milwaukee to be the Austin or Seattle. I want people to finish school and think, I have to be in Milwaukee. It's the place to be. Not only because of the job opportunities that we have here, but because it's actually a totally awesome city. You have access to everything you want, and the culture here is so rich and dynamic that it draws people nationally to it.
For Demiani, the size of Milwaukee makes it easy to be involved in whatever she'd like and meet the people who can help her chart a path. She insists Milwaukee is way too humble when it comes to talking about its assets, so one of her goals as leader of Milwaukee is to sell the city. Mitchell Hinke is a 23-year-old software engineer. He describes the city as headed in the right direction, but not yet where it should be.
There's still a lot of just civic issues, be it transportation or, I don't know, racial divide, things like that. There's just a lot of like core issues that I'd like to see dealt with.
Hinke says young Milwaukeeans don't need to reinvent the wheel, but do need to step up and do more. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.